Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, carefree personality RJ. Yes, carefree. That's all. From Fantasy Key and Kumandra, happy coordinator Miranda.
Truly, I love to coordinate. Happy to coordinate.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, lonely insect Casey. I promise this was random.
Why won't anyone touch me?
Net me. And from Harmonia, overacting foul Adam.
Wow.
Isn't that just Blathers? Isn't Blathers the overacting foul?
Hoo-hoo?
Hootie-hoo.
A listener texted me this morning. And she goes, I stand with you. And I was like, what does that mean?
Oh, my God.
In regards to what?
Hold on. I stand with you. Myrrh is one of your nicknames.
Oh.
And I go, thank you. And she goes, it's also a very common shortening of Miranda that is not just specific to you. So let it be known. Although you have ignorantly ignored
Shakespeare never used the shortening of myrrh in
I'm pretty sure
in the Tempest
in one of the scenes
in Act Two, I believe. Yes, my God, I guys, we are all traumatized. We are all recovering from a very stressful Friday morning.
Yeah, can I just go into my town hall right now?
Oh, you guys.
Can I just...
Are we all going to give a town hall to Target? Is that what's going to happen? All four of us are dragging Target to fill?
This has been truly...
So...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about what happened with these Sanrio cards.
I like, on the outline, it was, like, number four, but I literally was like, nope, this is going to be the first thing we talk about.
Too fresh.
Too fresh.
An open wound. Well, okay. So, when, like we said on last week's episode, Target, in their ad, said you would only be able to buy these Sanrio cards online only, but online for order pickup or drive up at your Target store. That would be the only way you could get your cards.
And so, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Yeah. So not only did their site keep crashing and it kept saying like it would be out of stock, even though it wasn't, people were able, after about 30 minutes, people finally were able to start getting the cards. But here's the thing. Targets across the country put them on their shelves instead of just doing online order. And I don't know if that's on specific targets in general, like just were they not given information?
Yeah, I fully believe we're not given the information and they were like, oh, these are just new items to put out on the shelves. Like, you know,
I'm going to say it's actually a like dad who doesn't read the manual before trying to put together the furniture situation. Whoever the stocking manager for that store just like threw out the information that went along with that package of cards and was like, oh, they're just more amiibos, so we're just gonna put them out with
the Nintendos,
so whatever.
And it wasn't even in the we were all wrong. It wasn't even in where all the trading cards were. It was all in the video game section.
It was like, all in the right video game section. Some people said that theirs were like in the video game section, but like behind the counter. I saw pictures of them just hanging from the shelves. So let me just document my own trauma. I had been up really late because I was packing orders
all
night.
Emma Sisterly, yes.
Yep, I was a Sisterly. I was packing orders all night. So, but I set my alarm for 7:58 a.m. and I got up and I'm like on the site. We're all texting each other and then it's like, it's not working. It's not working. So I tried on my phone for like 15 or 20 minutes and it kept showing that they were in stock, but you couldn't, but then it would say they were out of stock, but it still showed that they were in stock at the store. And sometimes you'd look at the store and it would be like 8 remaining. And I'm like, how is there 8 remaining? You just told me there's none. So I got on my computer and after just like, I just kept clicking to purchase. I got 2 orders in. So I got an order in at 2 different Targets.
2 different stores, yeah.
And by that time, it was like 8:35. So the stores had been open for 35 minutes. And I think, Miranda, once you got yours in and you got a notification that it was ready for pickup, that means that someone pulled that item and saved it for you. Well, by like 9:15, I still hadn't gotten any kind of notifications. And I'm like, my orders are doomed. So I go to the Target and there's a line outside the door. People are walking in, but there's a line outside the door. So I walk up and I say, hey, what is this line for? And one woman with a baby in a, like 2 babies. She's like, oh, it's for trading cards. The girl behind her, bless her heart, she goes, oh, but it's for the Sanrio Amiibos. And the woman in front of her is like, trading cards. And the girl behind her is like, yeah, the Amiibos. And the woman's like, okay, oh, whatever. No. So I get in this darn line. And there's only like 6 or 7 of us in the line. And so they're letting us in like one at a time to walk up to the trading card section and purchase what we want. It was for Pokemon cards. So did I need to stand in that line? No. So I'm like looking and I'm like, well, this is not what I need.
What about the girl in front of you? Were you both
her dumb self went up there too. And then, so then we had to go back into the video game section and I get back there and she's already back there and she's like, yeah, they're sold out. I'm like, well, no duh. Like,
so
yeah, me not cursing in any of that was very hard.
It was very hard. I could tell. I could see it in your eye. I saw it in your eyes. I knew what you felt wanted to say. Yeah.
Oh, and by that point, one of my orders had canceled while I was in the line, and then while I was
the other store,
the other one canceled as well. And I was at a third store that I did not get them at. Yeah. So,
So that kept happening to so many people because these Targets putting them out on the shelves would sell them from the floor and not so be able to fulfill those online orders, which is just garbage. Like, it's one thing if you have extra that you didn't put in stock online that you're putting out on your shelves. But the fact that they sold orders from people who were following the rules that you told them to do.
Yeah. I would like to say that the Sanrio Amiibo cards on Target's website, they have 4,233 ratings and they are 1.7 out of 5 stars.
Oh my god.
They are not getting their lilies of the valley.
Oh no.
They are not getting it. Isabella saying, girl, you gotta put
And the funny thing is that like the reviews take a couple days to come in, so they have like the actual words haven't come in, but I cannot wait until they come in because I'm gonna I will recite them the next time we record because because I also left a review with 1 star because I don't play this game. We have heard from people that they will be restocking and just like normal, I guess, and maybe it'll be that you can order them and have them shipped, who knows.
But I will say we have a member of the co-op who works at Target and they said they will be in stores next week, so I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'm sure they're restocking. Why wouldn't they? They sold out.
Yeah.
They're cards. But it's not like they're hard to create. They're cards.
Yeah.
They're cards. Yeah,
my Etsy sellers do them quickly.
Hello?
So, yeah.
This is what's so frustrating about all of this is, like, it's 2021. We still haven't figured out how to, like, sell items online yet. Like, we're still figuring this out after a year. It's 2021. We've been selling stuff online since like the mid-aughts. But also at this point, we've done this for a solid year now of like having to really buckle down on like online selling. And we in Target is still like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Target, put a million online and they'll sell.
That's like, why wouldn't they have just done a pre-order? Like, these people would have been like, oh, it's not going to ship for a month and a half. Okay, that's fine. I'll still put in my order so I have a guarantee.
Why did it have to be limited edition to begin with? Like, just
like
make
them. Like, they already existed.
Yeah.
They're not new characters.
Ugh.
Yeah. But anyway, we did get
a pack
for
a
giveaway.
Pay Target for these cards that I'm going to get.
So, okay. What is the final count of cards that have been obtained by us for? Zero from this camp.
Zero from here.
I got two. I got my order of two in the middle
of
Iowa.
Remember when we were all like, Marina's going to have to drive to Missouri or something to get.
Yeah.
I was Boo Boo the Fool when I said last week, like, oh, it's not, how many people are going to be trying to buy a meat? Like, how many people actually care enough?
Apparently,
many.
Adam, after you heard Casey and I rushing to get the ColourPop Animal Crossing makeup, like, you should have known. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I figured with ColourPop, I was like, well, it's got to be like a smaller infrastructure. Like, Target will be fine. There's stores all over the nation. Like, it's not like one distributor.
Yeah, it's one item. It's a pack of cards. Whereas ColourPop, you're also just getting the people that just collect makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, oh, this is cute.
Casey, I'm sorry that you had to go through that with Target. So I'm hoping that you, you know, gave yourself some self-love on the game and
treated
yourself.
I had to spark my own joy on Friday because I was not getting it from Target.com or Target app. So you know what? Sometimes you give someone $13.50 and you spend an hour on a treasure island.
So
Raymond asked to move out, and my friend that has my Megan, he has been wanting Raymond, and it was like serendipitous because his Renee asked to move out. So he had, he was getting an empty plot. And the next day, Raymond asked to move out. And so I was like, hey, I know you've been looking for Raymond. So we can make it happen. And he doesn't time travel. So it actually, the timing all worked out that Raymond was in boxes the day that he had an empty plot. So he came and got Raymond. So the next day, I had an empty plot to fill. And it was Friday. And I had just gone through all of that trauma. And I thought, I want Megan. I want my girl back. Bring Megan back.
Bring back.
Megan and her broom.
Bring back
Megan
my
and her
girl.
Broom. So there's no room on Lollywood. But Pizza Rizzo had that open plot. So I thought, you know what? I think that'll really spice up this place. So I was
like a
looking
sweet
up.
To spice things up.
Yeah.
I was looking up some treasure islands, and a lot of them were like, we're booked until Saturday, or like they're booked.
Dang.
Like, yeah, like, but I found one and I messaged the girl before I bought it. And I said, hey, just curious if you have any time today. I want to do a 1 hour, a 1 hour visit. And I would like Megan in boxes because she had all of the Dreamies in boxes. So she's like, yeah, I'm available right now. So I purchased my 1 hour for like $13.50. And I went and grabbed Megan, and then I could just fill my pockets for a full hour. So I think I got 6 visits in. The most annoying part was like going back to my island, having to drop everything and then run back within the hour. And when I had 15 minutes left, she put a timer for 15 minutes so that I could see how much time I had left. But I got so much artwork. I got some photos. I grabbed kids' photo because I was like, you know, I might need this for like bartering.
Bartering. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blackmail, something. Mm-hmm. I grabbed some photos. I did a lot of sculptures. And they had all of the like Nook Miles Redemption stuff. And I wanted the like pink and blue chairs and like the pink soda machine.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like the different colors.
Yeah, because those are so hard to find. Yeah. So, and the cool thing was is that every time you leave the island and come back, mm-hmm. it's refreshed.
Oh, what?
This is
I don't understand how this works.
This is sorcery. I don't know how it
this
works.
This is witchcraft.
I want to know. I almost want to have one of these people like on the pod just to be like, how does this happen? But there's no way they're going to say because.
And we would have to give them like an alias or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have to be like a voice coder that changes their voice.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, well, I can't even promote my thing because I don't want to get caught.
It's going to be an unsolved mystery situation. They're going to be in silhouette. Yeah.
Because the dodo code never changed, but every time I went back, all of the items were back. It's bananas.
I went on to Etsy this weekend.
Miranda, how dare you? You literally just ranted about being a rule follower.
Miranda went on to Etsy to purchase her best friend Adam a BTS hoodie for his birthday. Thank you, Miranda.
Bro, that is official.
Is it really? It didn't show up in like
yes.
it showed up. The
That's why I was like, I didn't know when it was going to come to. Yeah, I didn't know when it was going to come because it was coming from Korea.
Whoa.
But anyway, I wanted Nook Miles tickets.
Okay.
So I went to an Etsy listing and I purchased 200 Nook Miles tickets for $1.30.
Oh my god!
So she messaged me on Etsy afterward and was like, okay, so thanks for purchasing. Like, set up a time. My business hours are from 2 to 6. And I was like, great, do you have time today? And she was in Georgia. And she's like, yes, but 5 to 6 is taken. I was like, great, I'll do 3 to 4 Eastern time. She's like, okay, awesome. So it gets to be 3:00. I message her. I'm like, just let me know a dodo code when you have it. Nothing. Then it was like 16 minutes later and I was like, hey, just following up to see if this time still works for you. Nothing. And then it was 3:40 my time. So 4:40 if I did 4 to 5 Eastern. And she comes back and she goes, oh, hey, I thought we were doing your time. I'm like, ma'am, I literally in the chat said EST, 4 to 5 EST, because that's where you are from. Like, I'm sorry that like you did not put time zones. I don't know. And so I was pissed and I was like, okay, fine. So she opened up. I went and it was a Treasure Island. So I'm like, where is she? Where are the Nook Miles tickets? How many did I order? I don't know. So I just went to the Nook. I finally found the Nook Miles tickets and I just started picking them up. And then she goes, and I was like, yeah. And she's like, you only ordered 200. I was like, well, you have literally like a bajillion out here right now. And I'm just picking them up. I'm not counting as I'm picking
and
them up.
And they're in tens.
Like, yeah. And they're in tens. So I'm not going to be like 10, 20. Like I was just picking things up. And she was like, you're going to have to drop it. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I was like, you should have it marked off then what
or
I ordered.
Or have her come to your island and deliver them.
Drop them off. Yeah, I don't know. It was really frustrating. And I was just like, okay, thanks. And I like left.
Did you take more than
1-star review.
You should have grabbed some artwork on your way out.
I know, but I didn't want her to like see me and
that's
then, like,
very
close
strange.
The name on me.
Like, if it's... She shouldn't have it like that. She should be waiting for you at the airport and be like, follow me.
Drop them.
Yeah. Or have a little spot for a drop off right by the airport.
So, yeah, for my first little shady exchange, I wasn't feeling very comfortable with it. I was very nervous. And then I got like all anxious when she was like, you're doing this right. I'm like, I'm not trying to steal from you. It's just very confusing. I promise.
It's the comedy of the $1.30.
Yeah.
It's truly the $1.30. That is so funny. Like, who determines that?
Is that the Etsy surcharge, maybe? So she just got $1.
So it's 20 cents. It's 20 cents to list an item. And then... and then they take a percentage on top of that. So of that $1.30, she probably takes home like 80 cents, maybe 90.
She is bringing home the bacon. My God. 80 cents in this economy?
And at that point, why even sell just that? Just be like, just do the treasure.
Just be like 10 minute Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a set time. Yeah, yeah, like, or like you don't go, if you, once you leave, you're done. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of strange for me, but I did get Nook Miles tickets because I realized after I was building more plots for my island, I was hunting for one of them, and I was like, I'm gonna run out, and I want to be picky with these villagers.
So was that for the tickets? Was that for Kumandra or?
Yes, for Kumandra. Because I was telling you guys, I went and saw Marcy on my first Nook Miles ticket island and didn't know. So I accidentally invited her, not knowing what was happening. But then my second and third island, I invited Bo.
Yay!
And Audie.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
So yeah, so
sunglasses.
Those
queen.
Yeah, Miranda. I think you and Audie are gonna get along really great. I just have
a
vibe.
So. I feel it.
Don't accidentally give her a button up white shirt because she'll wear it the rest of her life.
She'll wear
That girl Audie acts is, like it's the Alexis only thing in her closet.
Alexis Rose, is she not?
Yes, Audie is big Alexis Rose
energy.
Yes, energy for sure. And then my first campsite villager, because I was like, I even made sure, I was like, you have to invite your first campsite villager, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be picky about that person. It was Ken the chicken.
Ooh.
It's
smug.
It's a smug, right? Yeah.
It's always a smug.
Every first campsite is smug. Is Ken the chicken the blue
Ken
one?
Ken the chicken. Yeah, he's like a dark blue.
Yeah.
But then I got really confused because I went to go buy plots from Tom Nook. And I did two of them. And I went hunting. And I ended up inviting Rolf, who's a cranky tiger. Just because I was like, oh, I want a cranky on the island, whatever. And then when I went to go, after I got my more Nook Miles tickets, I went to go villager hunt for the second plot. And there were no villagers on the island.
Oh.
But I had an open plot on Kumandra.
Maybe you can only invite one a day.
You can only invite one a day because I woke up this morning and it's being filled by Vivian, who I already
had.
Yeah.
And I was pissed. I was like, what?
That's
so I'm
don't build
about
more
that.
Than one plot a day.
Yeah. Don't build more don't than build one a plot day. A day.
Just keep them in your keep pocket.
Don't
your
build pocket. More than you. Oh, sorry. Don't build more than you can fill.
Don't build.
I was so excited to say that. I'm like, it kind of rhymes.
Your land was bigger. Your plot
Your eyes were bigger than your plot eyes were bigger than your plot stomach.
Yes. I was just trying to be efficient with my time. That's what I get.
Yeah.
So.
Just two open slots.
I got Megan, So at least we got Megan. Yeah. It's like having a living meme on your island, you know? Like just being able to see her walk around today, I was like, oh my gosh, she's perfect.
Oh my god, the content yes. will never like, end.
It's just dress. it makes me so happy.
That yellow dress that truly is like a shirt. It's a blouse.
Too short.
It barely covers.
Yeah, it's like, girl, that don't fit. Like that was her pre-quarantine dress. Yeah.
Oh, girl. Well, I still haven't played my game today. Famously, we're recording this on a Sunday.
I opened my game.
Adam today. Opened his game today.
And squealed immediately.
Because why, Adam?
Because my favorite person is bouncing around on my island again, Mr. Zipper!
Mr. Zipper, welcome back to the stage,
Zipper!
Welcome back, Zipper. Zipper is back for another season. All stars, honey. Zipper is back with a vengeance.
Z to the I to the P to the P to the E-R.
Zipper said, I want the crown this year, honey.
Yeah, I love, but I liked Bunny Day last year, actually.
So and I think all the new Bunny Day items are so cute.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're selling one in Nook's Cranny.
And you can buy multiples of it.
Oh.
Which is nice. So I bought 2 topiaries this morning.
I love a good topiary.
I put them in front of Megan's house.
I had the sign.
Oh, yeah.
I have not checked today.
But yeah, eggs on my trees, eggs in my rocks,
eggs in the water, eggs in the water,
eggs on the ground,
eggs on the ground, eggs in trees. Yeah.
Those balloons that are like 8 times louder than a normal balloon.
Oh my god. I dream of that. I feel like I have had so many balloons this morning. Only one of them has been an egg balloon, but I feel like they really ramped up the balloons this morning because I hit like 5 balloons this morning and I usually don't notice that many, but I'm like hearing them everywhere now.
Yeah, you'll be hearing that in your sleep.
Mm-hmm. For the next week.
Is there one coming?
Is it Zipper?
Zipper
at your house?
What? Zipper, no, I'm
Miranda,
sorry.
Don't turn around. Zipper is right behind you.
Zipper, I see someone bouncing in the doorway.
To the laundry room. But he's doing his, like, when you walk, he's almost out of frame, so he does his, like, exhale where he's like,
oh my god. He's exhausting. Well, I'm glad Bunny Day is back.
It's different. I mean, like, I think now since on most of our islands we've hidden our fossils, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
No, girl,
not me.
So I know when I've got a egg in the ground.
A hot egg in the ground.
A hot egg in the ground. I know where it is. Yeah.
Toad in a hole.
Toad in a hole.
And I like that they added these new items because it does refresh it. But I like the Bunny Day stuff. I think we didn't like it because we were truly playing our game 10 hours a day.
Yes.
Last year, mm-hmm. because the world was on fire.
What else? Well, I also think it was maybe
I think it was longer.
The best idea to have a special event like 10 days after
the
game dropped.
Literally
so
just
people
launched,
were like trying to like do things to their island and like Bunny Day kind of got in the way, which I think frustrated a lot of people.
I would have liked if we waited for Bunny, like if now would have been the first time we did Bunny Day.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see on the actual Bunny Day, like didn't it feel like last Bunny Day there was so you had to do so much.
I can't wait for Museum Day. I'm going to get my stamps at the museum.
Oh, the stamp rally. Oh, my God.
Oh, the stamp.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many there's so many outfits that you have to, like, build and stuff. There mm-hmm. was just too much. And I feel like it was longer than a week, because this one is a week. But was it? I feel like it was, like, 2 weeks last year.
It was like
year.
2 weeks. Yeah, I feel like it was
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks.
And on Thursday, we're going to get cherry blossoms.
It's Sakura season, yeah.
Oh. Sakura.
Sakura.
So
good. I need to make those DIYs. I never finished all of the cherry blossom DIYs.
Yeah, get ready.
No, because cherry blossom season is like 5 days, so it's like hurry up and get it.
Yeah.
Catch those petals while you can.
I think it's like April 1st through April 10th this year. Hmm. I believe.
Still not long enough.
No, it's not. I would like
it
I would like
to
see
the entire
them.
Month of April.
Yeah.
because it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. It's like, isn't there, like, if we can have palm trees all the time, shouldn't we be able to, like, put, like, a special soil in so that we can keep
have
these
bamboo
cherry blossom
all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me keep these cherry blossom trees.
Mm-hmm. I will say now, I think my goal would be to do my dream address during the cherry blossom season. So I really got to step it up between now and then.
Yeah, you have, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah.
Cherry blossom season at like golden hour. Wow. What a mom.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our town hall. That sound means it's time for our town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
Cool. I will go first.
Oh, Adam will go first. Adam, your town hall. Oh, darn. Will start now.
Attention, Tom Nook. This is for you. You moved me into this island. You helped create a home for me, and you gave me unrealistic expectations for what moving is like in the real world. We are moving to Chicago. Looking up movers, looking up all of this information is absolutely too. I'm stressed thinking about it. I don't even know if I can do a full minute on this town hall because I'm too pressed about this move. So I would like to drag you for essentially giving me the American education system's understanding of moving, meaning I know nothing, I'm not prepared, and I feel like it is entirely your fault, Syrah.
Wow. And that's 1 minute. Tom Nook giving us the unrealistic expectations.
You know, I got tips for you. I got tips for you. So just let me know. Let me know before you need a Google. You need a Google Voice number. You need a email.
I already
address
have one. I set one up.
You need an email address that you don't care about. So like a one that is only for movers and stuff.
Residencepod@gmail.com. Yep. Ready to go.
Got it.
Every mover that you think about looking up or think about talking to, you need to get their there's a certain number that you need to get, and you need to look it up to see if they are a carrier or a another word, and you want a carrier and not the other one, because the other one is a middleman service that is going to be the go-between and take a third of the money just to book someone to pick up your stuff and book someone to bring your stuff to Chicago. So I will send you the link to the info. Travel agents, they make a commission. Their services are free. But no, like this, yeah, this is literally someone
depending,
that's like, okay.
Depending on the situation.
They're like, okay, it's going to be $2,400, so just pay me $800 now, and then you'll pay $800 to the guys that show up and $800 to the guys that show up in Chicago. And that $800 in the middle, it's just for them. It doesn't, like, it's not a real thing. Like, it's scam. Tom Nook has failed us.
I would also request Tom Nook, I will hire Timmy and Tommy to do my packing and unloading for me. I will do that.
Get Megan.
Oh, she.
Megan. Oh, my God.
She
Megan
loves
will
sweeping.
Do. Yes,
Megan
she's will
gonna
do.
She's going to sweep that day we move in. She's
yes.
going to be sweeping the
she
day.
She was
we move
Megan
out.
Services.
In her pajamas yesterday.
Oh, girl. She's always one step ahead. Yes. Mm-hmm. Move in, move out, cleaning special.
Well, absolutely. She. Megan's an insomniac, so that when she cleans when she can't sleep.
Yeah.
That's why she was in her jammies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who wants to go next?
I can go.
Okay, Miranda.
Is this going to be to Target? Is this going to be to the internet? Is this going to be to Harv? Who is this read going to be?
So many.
eBay.
All right, Miranda. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers, and specifically one special villager who's been on my island after I found him, and I thought, oh, this will be fun. Dear sweet kid, hello, how are you? I just want to thank you for just being on Fantasy Key, telling me how much you love being here, how our friendship has grown, and specifically for giving me your photo. I love your photo. I'm just going to carry it around with me in my pocket everywhere because it's so special to me. And I just want to say thank you. Our time hasn't been long. I'm so surprised that I just got it so quickly. And thank you. And I will be sure to return the favor and give you my photo soon. So that's all I have to say about that. Oh. Thank you.
That's 1 minute. How does that mean? You're going to make a custom design of yourself and then just put it right in front of his
yes.
house.
For you.
Listeners, we'll be looking for a fourth co-host. We're sad to see Miranda go, but we will be holding some auditions for fourth chair.
Yes, self-possessed only.
Self-possessed only. Yeah. Applications need apply.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, that kid is not my kid. I don't know that kid.
Sure.
Because
yeah,
your kid is gone. For sure. Technically, York Adam, technically.
This is not Walt Disney World and there's only one Mickey Mouse. There are many kids.
Yeah.
Many kids floating around in the universe.
And your kid is gone.
His kid is gone.
Your kid is in the void.
My kid is in the void. And we struggle every day with that, but it's okay.
He's been blipped.
We lost him. The Avengers lost. We lost him.
Sherb. Yeah. We're focused on Sherb. We're going to get Sherb at some point. So
Sherb vibes only.
Sherb vibes only. Sherbet.
Sherbet only.
Do not pronounce it Sherbert. That's not how you pronounce that word.
And I
will go.
I grabbed an extra kid's photo from that Treasure Island, so I can just send it right over.
What I would be happy to send you some weeds,
some stones.
I'll be happy to send you $1.30.
I've got plenty of.
Yeah, you got $1.30. You can Venmo me.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go next.
RJ, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. I understand that it is a new season. New clothing is coming out, you know, to match the season. It's not as cold as it was anymore. So I understand that. However, if I get another sleeveless tunic, specifically a yellow sleeveless tunic, I'm kicking you out. Fauna, I'm talking to you directly again. Wow. This is the second sleeveless tunic that you've given me. I don't know. Are you making these? Are you sewing in your home? They're not cute. It's not cute for me. It's really not my look. As you can tell, I'm doing like it's just not my color. It's not my style. So I don't want your sleeveless tunics. And you need to tell your little boyfriend, Bo, to stop hawking your merch because I don't want sleeveless tunics from him either.
And that's 1 minute.
RJ, you just need to kick Fauna out. Like, she's doing you more harm than good at this point.
I also got Fauna's photo. Since I never got Fauna on my island. So I'm like, or I got her on my island, but I didn't get her photo. So I'm like, well, I'm taking this.
That's the thing. I mean, when you brought up the Treasure Island and all the artwork that you got and all the statues, I was like, okay, I think I would do that for that. But now I might just be like, well, while I'm there, maybe I'll just check up on all of the villagers that I never got my photos.
Alphabetical order.
Wow.
How is there that much space on an island for all of these things? This is what I don't understand.
I don't know. It's an art. It's truly where, I mean, Etsy is for, you know, arts and crafts, and this is an art.
And this is scams. An art. Absolutely. This is art.
Arts, crafts, and scams.
Arts, crafts, yeah. and scams.
The greatest art of all is a scam.
Yeah.
That's
why they're called con artists.
Yeah. Wow. My filters have been giving me like parka dresses, or something. It's like a parka dress.
Oh, we are in full sleeveless tunic season. Which remember the days when they would give you a boa parka, a reindeer sweater. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
What Gone. A season.
Gone. What Gone. A season. Okay, Casey. I know we took your town hall originally and made it an episode.
I got a new one.
Okay, you got there's plenty of reasons to discuss. Okay, Casey, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, I'd like to say hello to Celeste and say it's been a great year. At the year mark, when I went up to you for my DIY, what did I get? 5-star clusters, because I'm done. I'm done with you. You can still come to the island because I love looking at you. I love to see you here and walk away. I don't know. But I got all my DIYs and we're good, baby. Like, you're so cute. I love your little bow. I'm so glad that we've had this year and that we could, you know, get through all of it. So thank you for being you. Thank you for giving me all my DIYs so I can have moon chairs all over the island. And just thanks for just standing with me and wishing on stars. And I just can't get over your big bow. It's so cute. So thank you so much and good night.
That's what I'm gonna. We're good, baby. We're good, baby.
We're good.
STEM queen. Does it just you get the DIY and then you're like you already know it and then that's how you know that you've gotten all
no
of
she'll
it?
Just start giving
no
me stars.
She gave me star clusters instead of a DIY.
Wow. Oh,
because now that we're at the year, I've gotten all the astrology ones too. So this is obviously on Lollywood and not on Pizza Rizzo, but you know, so yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I've got them all.
Please keep coming to Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah, please. She comes a lot to Pizza Rizzo. Like, or there's always stars at Pizza Rizzo. It was interesting to see stars on Lollywood because it hadn't. I almost felt like it was because I didn't have my 5-star island. She didn't want to be there.
Mm. I did find it annoying. Kumandra had their first shooting stars, like meteor showers, and she wasn't there. And I was like, how is Mira supposed to know? I mean, I know, but like, she doesn't know that you're supposed to wish upon stars. And
she probably missed the memo because she thought it was meteor.
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 Meteor. That video is so good. I hope
she's doing well.
Meteor. I hope she's doing well.
She's
on a TikTok commercial.
Oh.
There's like a TikTok ad, and it's like a bunch of different creators, and she's one of them.
Good for her. And that piece of paper towel on her face. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at Residence Pod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. Okay, we have another review. This one is from Joey Spagnuoli. Joey Spaghetti herself, famously a 5-star pod, the podcast that influenced me to start playing Animal Crossing New Horizons again after a while of forgetting to check on my villagers. Love listening to my friends while I play and live for each episode's town hall. I love you all so much. Heart. Joey Spaghettis, thank you so much for that very sweet review.
Joey Spaghettios.
I miss Joey.
You know.
Spagnuoli, give me the formuoli. Thanks, Joe. Thanks. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
Don't forget, if you've left us a review, you can screenshot and DM us and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker, Joey. And also, if you'd like to ask Resident Services a question or want to do a town hall of your own, you can let us know on our Facebook group co-op, or you can go to theampleverse.com, click on the Resident Services logo, and you can leave a voice message or write in our comment box and we'll play it on a future episode. Miranda, Casey.
Write it in our comment slot.
Yes, write it in our comment slot.
Fill our slot.
Fill our slots. Everyone, thanks for being here today.
And... you're welcome. Honestly, you. You're welcome. Thank you, RJ, for hosting.
Thank you so much.
After slacking off last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Resident Services signing off. Music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end.
Discovering voices. Building worlds. The Ampliverse.